This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Jackbox. Get 5 hilarious party games in the Jackbox Party Pack from the creators of You Don't Know Jack. Now on Xbox One, PS3, PS4, Steam, and more. Go to jackboxgames.com for more info.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Information, dear listener, is weightless, ephemeral, lighter than air. It always rises. Your manager knows more than you do, and her manager knows more than she does. The directors, in their benevolent power, know more than all of us. These policies gazing out the window are so low to the ground that they cannot comprehend what they see. They misinterpret, they assume, and they feed off of one another's misconceptions.
What happened?
It's time. They're ready.
Tim,
what?
It has to be you. I'm old and weird, and that's been useful up until now, but these people need to hear the message of the Henderson from you, Tim.
But I'm not a leader.
I think you are. I mean, look at you. You're poster perfect. You're smart and caring. You've persevered through tremendous adversity, and you've sacrificed for the cause.
I don't see how my leg makes me a leader.
Humility is a positive trait, but only to a point, Tim. You've got a personal history with your hero, Neil Henderson, and you're actually rather handsome underneath the grime.
I'm handsome?
She's just being nice.
None of the other Hendersonians can do this.
What am I, mold food? I'm a public figure.
You're a public figure with a long history of association with Heart Life. Archie's documentary started this avalanche, but we need you, Tim.
She's right, my boy. Nobody wants to listen to me but the freaks and oddballs. Besides, you've earned it. You've been the heart of this operation all along. And the brains, too.
You're the brains here.
No. I just bring a certain air of class and savoir-faire to the group. But I'm old, Tim. It's time for the torch to be passed. You're ready.
What are you going to say?
I'm not one for the social sciences, but I do admit to a certain curiosity.
Go on, make history. No pressure.
People? Excuse me, could I have your attention?
Wait a second. I can tap you into the speaker system.
I know that what you're seeing right now is confusing and scary and bad. And it's wrong. Heart Life says we need the company to keep us safe so we can all survive. But I'm here to tell you that that is a lie. I've been outside.
What?
Impossible.
There are plants out there. Living green plants.
What's a plant?
And sure, it's dark sometimes, and there are wolves. But they're not that scary once you whack them with a shovel once or twice. These plants, you can eat them. Well, some of them. Heart Life's algae bars are not the only source of food. Maybe there was a time when we depended on the company for all our needs, but that time has passed, and now they lie to us and kill us, and they hoard the best things for themselves in their tower while we have nothing. It's time to live without Heart Life. You can do what you want with your life and make your own decisions.
I want to be left handed.
I never wanted to be an algae farmer.
I don't want to live with my assigned partner.
I'm sick of being funny.
You were never that funny.
We are more than just our attribute scores. We are more than our assigned occupation. Neil Henderson taught us that it's more important to be a good person than it is to be a good policy. It's time we all started acting like it. Heart Life doesn't care about us as individuals, but when we all act together, they have to listen.
Oh, we listen, Tim. We're always listening. Now it's your turn. What you call shackles, I know to be righteous armor that protects our policies from harm. When you look out that window, you see innocents dying. I see outsiders who threaten our very existence. I am Teju Valentine. I am the executor, and I will not let good policies be deceived.
I follow in the footsteps of mighty Neil Henderson, and he never told a lie. Even when the truth was awful.
Like, really awful.
In my experience, the truth is usually pretty awful. It's time we face that.
You think to drive a wedge of doubt between these loyal policies and our company? They know what we do for their benefit, for the benefit of all.
Like hell! It's all profit and loss reports to you. It should be about humanity. And compassion!
I feel compassion. I know the suffering you feel. But that word, humanity, you think humanity means acting on how we feel, not what we think. Is it compassion to save one life at the expense of a dozen others? Is it compassion to give away our resources to those in need who are obviously suffering if to do so means they will starve in 6 months? What you call humanity is no more than a base animal urge to care for the present at the expense of the future, the self at the expense of the community, and the weak at the expense of the strong.
That's right! Neil Henderson was strong, and he gave his life to protect the weak. He died for the ones like me, the ones who are broken, and he showed me that I still deserve to live, even if the company doesn't think so.
I'm broken too. I've been broken a long time, but I deserve to live.
I'm broken. The company left me for dead. But I deserve to live.
My brother is dead because they abandoned us. He deserved to live.
They took my daughter away. I don't know where they placed her.
They killed Cassie!
Yeah, that's right!
I know you're afraid right now, but Heartlife...
Screw Heartlife!
Christine Johnston, policy number 3148 Alpha 7. I'm afraid our recording equipment must be malfunctioning. Would you like to say that more clearly?
I said, screw Heartlife!
Very well. If you wish to terminate your policies with Heartlife, you may do so. You are hereby outsiders!
Very well done, Tim. It's a revolution.
A small one.
For now, maybe. But look! Reinforcements!
We made it! I'm gonna kill them!
Oh, Moose, wait a second.
They killed the chief, and they're gonna pay.
Moose? Hopper? Is that you?
Clear skies, Tim! Well, strike me down with lightning, you're alive!
Was it you?
What's he talking about?
Clear skies! Hey, get off of him!
Let me go! He killed Captain James!
Oh, Moose! Shut up and think for a minute. You gotta know Tim wouldn't do that.
Cumulus James dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry for your loss, son, but we didn't do it.
Heartlife did.
They're the ones who have to pay. Isn't that right?
Yeah!
All these people? They want to fight Heartlife?
Yep. Things have been real bad here since you've been gone.
Well, all right then.
Hopper, how many do you have?
That damn cannon thinned us out a bit, but there are still a couple dozen of us. And we're armed.
That'll do. All right, how do we get upstairs?
I think I can help you with that.
And what do we do then?
Cut off from this leadership, their lives disrupted by a cascading confluence of calamities, these poor, simple policies have been corrupted by the insidious Hendersonians. This, dear listener, is why managers are so important. Without strong leadership and clear instruction from those with a larger vantage point, the average policy may fall victim to the easy promise of self-determination. Fortunately for us, there is still one manager ready to teach the foolhardy policies, the folly of freedom, the, insignificance of independence, for Teju Valentine shall win the day. Heart Life shall win the day. As long as a policy stays true to... I'm unarmed! Don't shoot!
Please, guns are the least of your worries.
By the directors, it's... you!
Who else?
Please, call me Herbert.
Never!
Let me through. Where is it?
Where's... what?
Ah! Next time, I use the pointy end. Now where is...
Yes! Elizabeth. Andrew, this isn't what she...
He has no right.
I know, Andrew. I know.
Why can't you let her rest?
West, start pressing buttons.
As you wish.
What are these? Surveillance archives? What have you been doing up here?
I think he's been editing these together. Oh, look! This one says The Woken Apocalypse. Emily, do you remember? Ah, the two of us trying to kill each other.
Simpler times.
The true histories must be preserved. Future generations will know what happened here today.
Uh-huh. Tie him up.
With pleasure.
No! Wait!
Then we'll see what we can do about his other broadcasts.
No! My tapes! Don't... wait. Tune in next time as the story of our fair city continues.
The end of Our Fair City begins August 12th, 2017.